We're open for business.
Good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock on Friday, the 1st of May, 2015. My name's Jamie Veitch. I'm your presenter for the next hour for Sheffield Live's business show, Business Live. We're broadcasting live on 93.2 FM and through our internet live stream. And this show will also be available as a podcast later from our website. In today's show, we have interviews with Emily Hill, Programmes Coordinator from the DotForge Impact Programme and the DotForge Accelerator. And we have Ricky Unger from Delivered, a brand new startup, talking about her business. Later on also, we have Hannah Lister from Sheffield Hallam University Enterprise Team talking about their work with UK Steel Enterprise. Before we turn to our guests, some business news.
We're open for Business Live.
So turning now, first of all, to our first guest, Emily Hill. Emily, good morning.
Morning, Jamie.
Thanks very much for joining us today.
No problem.
So you're here to talk about the DotForge Impact Programme.
I am indeed.
And first of all, let's just tell our listeners what the programme is.
Okay, so DotForge Impact is an accelerator programme for entrepreneurs who are using tech to realise positive social change. So an accelerator is basically a three-month programme where startups get investment, mentoring, workshops, free office space, free professional services, and basically the environment they need to grow their business. And that's followed by an incubator. An incubator basically means 6 months of extra support from us.
So accelerate and incubate.
Yes.
So how does it actually work and who's it for? What kind of startups, what kind of businesses are you supporting?
So we support two main types of businesses. We support tech entrepreneurs who've realised that there's a social problem or environmental problem and they want to do something about it. And we also support existing social enterprises and charities who want to set up a social venture, which is a for-profit entity, to use tech to increase their impact. So those two type of enterprises we support.
Okay, great. And during the programme then, there are two stages, from acceleration through to incubation.
Yes.
what happens in those stages?
So
what do they do?
In the accelerator, it's a full-time process. It's very intense. We take the startups on board. We currently support about 12 startups. For the first month, we help them build their product. They realise what problems they have around their product and we help them overcome those. The second month, they go and talk to customers. So this is where the sales part comes in. And in the third month, they start pitching. So this is looking for further investment when they move on to the incubation process.
So intense three-month process.
Intense,
then.
Yeah.
And during that period, they have access to advice and mentors as well. And you've got an impressive lineup of mentors from Lee Stafford, who's a name that many people will know. But if they don't, well, do you want to mention Lee's credentials?
Yes, definitely. If you don't know Lee Stafford, he is one of the founders of DotForge. Yep. He is the founder of PlusNet, a very well-known thing that came out of Sheffield. And he started DotForge because he realised that there's a huge amount of potential and talent in the Sheffield region, and he wanted to help support that. So we're supporting tech talent in Sheffield, yeah. And this is Lee's vision.
And this is really interesting because Lee's been there, done that, started and grew PlusNet,
yes.
And then took it to sale, and obviously absolutely passionate about supporting young growth businesses.
Yes.
Yeah. And who else is in mentoring?
So this time, which is rather interesting, we've partnered up with the Key Fund and the RSA. Now, the Key Fund is the UK's most prolific social investor, so they have a huge wealth of knowledge around the social space. And we've also partnered up with the RSA, which you may know is a charity which supports social change.
Yes.
And they have 27,000 fellows across the UK alone. So they're helping us find the best mentors for our startup teams and the most relevant as well.
So, again, that's a really, really superb fit with you and with the programme. We actually had Matt Smith, who's a deputy chief exec now of Key Fund, on the programme 2 weeks ago talking about how they are investing £1 million a month for the next 5 months into social enterprises. And of course, talking about the fact that what they do isn't simply investment, it is also support as well. And as you say, the UK's most prolific social investor as well in terms of community development finance. So a great fit. Now, the RSA, again, that's a really interesting one because of their focus as an organisation. So these have been new people to bring in.
They're new this time around. So for the last 2 years, we've been running a commercial tech accelerator. Yeah. So that's just focusing on tech for purely commercial means. This time, it's with a social mission. So the social mission has to be a core part of the business. And that's where the key fund and the RSA's expertise has come in. So we're bringing in the tech expertise. These guys are bringing in the social knowledge and the social landscape knowledge.
So that's a lovely fit. That works really, really well. Mm. And how does the programme then fit with other activity that is going on in Sheffield and in fact, in the UK?
So in Sheffield, we've actually worked a bit with Voluntary Action Sheffield. We're obviously working with the Key Fund, which is based in Sheffield, and also the two universities. So we've run a few events with the universities, trying to get students to think about going into enterprise with a social focus. And we've done a couple of talks with the University of Sheffield Enterprise Zone, working with the engineering students there. And we're looking to do the same with Hallam as well.
Great. So those kind of talks, they are aimed at spreading the word about the programme and perhaps finding people for next time around, as well as making partnerships that support people on the programme this time.
Yeah, definitely. And it's more about getting more than just getting people onto the programme. It's about building that community in Sheffield as well. We have over 4,000 registered social enterprises in Sheffield, but a lot of them aren't talking to each other. So what we're trying to do is foster a community in Sheffield where we're not necessarily the hub, but we're the one who connects these people.
Yes.
Along with the existing Voluntary Action Sheffields and groups like that as well.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a really interesting point in terms of getting people to talk to one another. And the Sheffield Social Enterprise Network has been revitalised this year. And the Social Enterprise Social, we mentioned it on the show last week. I went along to it on Tuesday evening and, of course, saw you there, Emily, as well. And a fantastic turnout of about 100 social enterprises from the city there. Then you were organising your own get-together for people on the Impact Programme at Fusion Cafe Social Enterprise round the corner from Sheffield Live on Arundel Street. But it's a case of, with 4,000 social enterprises, getting them all in one room at the same time isn't quite possible.
Yes.
But fostering those connections is really, really important, isn't it? Really, really very important.
Yeah, definitely. And where we come in is trying to marry that up with tech. So getting people to think about how tech can be used to increase their impact. So rather than just staying a local entity which could have a national impact, we get people to start thinking about how tech could come in, really.
Yes, and that's impressive, that's important as well, and that's harnessing tech and social. So we're going to talk in a moment with one of the people on the programme this year and just talk about her business. But before we bring in Ricky, let's just reflect, I suppose, on the programme for the last couple of years. As you said, Emily, this year you've really brought the social side to life. So it's a new development this year. But as an accelerator, you've been running for the last couple of years and you've had some impressive businesses coming through and coming out of you. It's hard to pick any favourites. I'm not going to ask you to pick favourites. But if you want to mention a few examples of alumni, if you like.
Right, OK. So I've been with .Forge for over a year.
Yeah.
So I know a few that came out of the last cohort.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone knows, Coacher came out of the last programme. Now, these guys have just raised 100 grand on Cedars, so they've done incredibly well.
Yeah.
And also Mihai Bao, which was originally Boutini. Now, Mihai Bao is an e-commerce platform for fashion. And Coacher is a really interesting app for people who are football coaches and who want to log data through an app rather than just pen and paper. It's a very intuitive thing. It's really clever.
It is clever. And it's received UK-wide publicity as well. And grassroots sport, grassroots football, of course, is absolutely massive. And this is harnessing the technology that so many of us are carrying in our pocket to benefit it. So lovely example. Really nice to hear about that. Now, with the .Forge Impact Programme, as you say, we're marrying up tech with social. I suppose before we turn to Ricky Unger, it's you're in the middle of the process now. You're in super intense acceleration mode. Will there be another programme next year?
There will be one this year, actually. So the programme now will end in June.
Right.
And then there'll be a three-month incubator process where we get things ready. And then the next programme will start in September.
Superb. Yeah. So people who want to find out more about the programme...
Tweet us. Tweet us is the best way. And if you tweet us at @.forgeimpact, all one word, that'd be great. And I should just say we are open to international teams, national teams and Sheffield teams. So we support anyone.
Superb. OK, well, we're going to play a quick track of music before we bring in Ricky Unger from the Delivered team and Delivered, who are on the programme this year. But this is a track of music which has been chosen by Emily, and it's Daft Punk's Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
We're open for business life.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live, broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. My name is Jamie Veitch, and we've been talking this morning about the .Forge Impact programme. Emily Hill, programmes coordinator, has been discussing the programme, what it is and how it supports startups bringing together tech and social impact. Now, I'm really pleased to introduce Ricky Unger to the studio. Ricky is from Delivered. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
So, Delivered, you are on the programme.
Yep.
And Delivered, well, created to provide healthy meals for busy people. Tell us a little bit more about Delivered.
So, I mean, that's a... concise definition.
Very concise.
So Delivered is all about the difference a meal can make. So yes, we provide healthy meals to busy people. I think that when we started this out, my co-founder and I were basically sitting around like, where can we find something healthy to eat that doesn't cost a fortune?
Yep.
And that's kind of started a discussion, and we kind of played that forward, and we were like, okay, it does make a huge difference in the day, and what else can we do with a meal? And that's kind of where that started.
So as I understand it, you work with partners in local restaurants, mm-hmm. and who prepare fresh meals every mm-hmm. morning, daily, and then you organise delivery direct to offices by mm-hmm. bike courier.
Yeah.
So, which is fun in Sheffield. I am a cyclist, and I know how fun it is cycling up and down hills.
Oh, well, you know, keeps us all fit.
Yeah. So you've got a really impressive menu has been designed by a chef,
mm-hmm.
but not just any chef, Michelin starred chef.
Yeah, he's a Michelin trained chef. He's amazing.
Michelin trained, sorry.
Our chef James. So basically, what we do is we do outsource our food production to independent restaurants who maybe otherwise wouldn't be able to get access to a marketing budget or distribution. So
yes.
That's kind of how we prepare our food every morning. Our menu was designed by Chef James, and it's all super delicious, but we also have a set of nutritional standards that each meal adheres to. So they're nutritionally balanced, based on GI load and colors on the plates and all kinds of sort of nutrient density markers. So yeah.
So you're really, really pushing the fact that you're making it easy for people mm-hmm. to eat well and eat mm-hmm. healthily and eat something that suits them.
Yeah.
And if you're time starved as well as hungry, mm-hmm. it's very, very easy for you to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's but then on the other side of it too, it's we've got social partners as well as kitchen partners.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us more about that.
So in Sheffield, we're partnered with the Archer Project, yeah. which they are a center that's working with people who are homeless and transitioning out of homelessness. So what we do there is we go in and we train them on how to make our menu like we would any other kitchen so that they can get work experience with us. And they've got an amazing chef over there at the project who's taking them through NBQs. And with our supplies, they'll be able to get through it much quicker. And then we'll transition them into full-time permanent employment with our other kitchens.
So this is a really lovely path to employment for people that you're working with at the Archer Project, and providing a difference and making a difference in terms of skills-based training there as well. Superb. Now, I was pleased when I heard you were working with the Archer Project. I know what an impressive organisation it is, and in fact, do you remember last year there was the ice bucket challenge going around?
Yeah.
When three buckets of water were thrown over me, not just one, I did it in aid of the Archer Project and Water Aid, funnily enough. So I chose them because, what a lovely organisation, which is making a real impact in itself. Now, partnering with you, you're able to enhance impact really by providing this pathway to employment. Lovely.
Yeah. It's just the most amazing place. Everybody there is, everybody there really just cares about each other. Both the people that are coming to the Center for Services and the people that are running it, they're amazing. It's my favorite place at the moment.
Yes, so superb. Now, what was it then about the .Forge Impact program that appealed to you and that made you think, right, yes, we need to be on this program?
I think really what it was is, I guess, the combination between tech, this idea of tech for good, and a recognition from an organization that that we can use business to create social impact, and that, the nonprofit sector and the private sector, they don't need to be mutually exclusive. And it was sort of that straight up acknowledgement of that and building a program around that. It was like, this is amazing. And then the mentors that they're bringing in, the combinations between sort of people who have a more commercial background and people who are really inspirational sort of on the social side. And I think it was that and the ability to focus. So, yeah.
And you're obviously working really hard on the program. We've heard from Emily about the intensity.
Oh, God.
So how's it going so far?
Yeah, good. We launched sort of our minimum viable product 3 days into the program.
Yes.
So we've been moving really, really quickly, and we've been supported every step of the way, which has just been amazing. Even when we just need a hug.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been great.
And it's interesting to mention minimum viable product there, and the idea of, getting to shipping stage, getting something out there, lean startup or agile development, what a lot of people listening will know about, but perhaps others won't. I mean, the principle behind this is about testing, market testing, but actually with real product.
Yeah.
Now, how's that gone? What sort of reception have you had to the product?
We've had a great reception to the product, but this whole shipping 3 days in, it was a really great way for us to be able to learn. So we were able to basically apply A/B testing software, testing techniques to our food, for everything from, the weight of the box and the grains, we were sending people around to collect the boxes so that we could see what was left, so we could test what people were not liking so much in the box. And we were able to learn so much through doing that.
Now, that's interesting. Plenty of people listening to this will be familiar with A/B testing if they're kind of sending out an email and using a different subject line to see which is opened more in their email newsletter. But to think about it in terms of shipping your product with a couple of different iterations and getting the feedback. Now, has that been a valuable process? Have you learned from that?
Hugely valuable. And we were able to do it in a way that it was, there wasn't that much risk to it. So it was, I think we ended up on 3 or 4 iterations of the menu before we came back with something that everybody loves. And actually with .Forge in that office, it was a great place to kind of get people's feedback and then record it all on the wall.
Yes.
We take up a lot of the wall.
I bet you do. Visual. So where can people then find out more if they want to try Delivered?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're now delivering in Sheffield City Centre, and our website is www.delivered.co, So it's DELIVERD.co. Missing that last E in Delivered.
Got it. So take a look at delivered.co.
Yep.
Find out more. Well, Ricky, thanks very much for joining me today. And in a moment, we're going to play a track of music.
We're dedicating this to my co-founder.
And co-founder will be really pleased to hear this track of music, I understand. So we'll go to that in just a sec. Before we do, because we've been talking about .Forge Impact and Delivered as part of it and on the program, we'll just turn back to Emily, because it's worth reflecting that the program will be open again later on this year, so people can find out more by following you on Twitter or tweeting at you and asking how to apply. Do you want to just give that Twitter address out again, Emily?
Definitely. So, yeah, the easiest way to contact us is through Twitter. I'm on it 24/7. So if you follow us at @.forgeimpact, so it's DOTFORGE Impact, all one word, @.forgeimpact.
Superb. And we're just going to reflect, I think, about how this fits in on a national level as well and other partnerships.
Yeah, definitely. Something I didn't talk about with you earlier is that .Forge is actually part of the Tech Nation. Yeah. Now, this is something that was formed by Tech City UK, and it's about cluster alliances in the UK. So each major city in the UK has a unique tech DNA. So Sheffield has an incredibly strong background in manufacturing. We're coming up very strong in Internet of Things and 3D printing. So we're forming alliances across the UK so that we can map tech talent and we can see the strengths of each city and coordinate that, which is really exciting, actually. And Lee Strafford was actually very much a part of this.
Superb. Well, really, really good to hear how that is working for the benefit of Sheffield and how Sheffield is developing well and making the most of its unique DNA there. So, Emily, thanks very much for talking about .Forge Impact. We've been talking with Emily Hill, Programme Coordinator, .Forge Impact, and we've been talking with Ricky Unger of Delivered, and we're going to play track of music now. It's dedicated to the founder, to the co-founder of Delivered, with Ricky. Ricky, do you want to introduce a track? It's Westlife, and it's a track called...
I don't even think I can get through the title without laughing.
It's You Raise Me Up.
Oh, here you go, Paul.
We're open for Business Live.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live, broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. My name's Jamie Veitch, and we've been talking this morning with Emily Hill, Programmes Coordinator of the .Forge Impact Programme, and with Ricky Unger from Delivered, a business on that programme. If you've only just tuned in and you've missed that, don't panic, because you can find the podcast of today's show up on the Sheffield Live website, sheffieldlive.org, later on today. Just go on to Radio Shows, Podcasts, find Business Live, and you'll be able to find the show from today, Friday, the 1st of May. Now, I'm really pleased to welcome into the studio Hannah Lister, Enterprise Development Officer at Sheffield Hallam University. Hannah, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks very much for joining me today.
No problem.
Now, the reason that we've brought you into the studio today is because listeners might remember last week we talked about the Sheffield Hallam Enterprise Challenge competition, which has been supported with funding this year from UK Steel Enterprise. They're providing funding to turn a business idea into reality. So the challenge itself invites students and recent graduates to submit business plans in a bid to receive financial backing. Hannah's going to talk about it. Now, Hannah, first of all, you've been working at Sheffield Hallam University for a few years now,
yep.
And you've been involved in this challenge for the last 4 or 5 years. I know the challenge itself's been running for about 15 years.
15 years, yep.
So it must be really, really exciting for you to see these ideas and to see how they turn into reality.
Yeah, it's... I find it quite inspiring, really. Obviously, I work at the university, so I'm on a monthly wage, kind of regular thing coming in. But I find it really inspiring to see people start from nothing and within the 8-9 months of the competition take it through to being a successful business at the end. And we have had some successful ones come out of the competition as well.
Superb. So any notable successes that you're particularly proud to mention.
Well, we had last year, the runners-up were OnePlus 2 Travel, which are a comparison website comparing hotel prices and flight prices together. So rather than having to do two separate searches on the internet to find your holiday, it combines them all together. The director of that is Matthew Parks, and he's recently quit his full-time job to do this full-time because it's going so well, and he's flying off to New York and Miami and all sorts of things, doing different deals with flights and hotels and things, so that's going really well.
It's a great, great success story there.
Yeah, we've had Jessica Flynn, designer jewellery, who was in the 2010 competition. She's now got jewellery in Argos and House of Fraser, and she's got a shop on Charleville?
She is indeed,
yeah.
That's right.
So
yeah.
she was through the competition a few years ago, and she's doing really, really well as well.
And so she's a notable alumni too. And
she is, yeah.
She's also had national recognition now as well.
Yeah, she's doing very, very well, so that's really good.
Superb. So turning then to this year's competition,
yeah.
I understand you've had over 19, it might be more now, student and graduate entrepreneurs entering their business ideas.
Yep.
So what sort of things are coming through? Is it really, really varied?
Well, I'm not going to share too many ideas at this point. Obviously, it's quite early stage, and obviously we're bound by confidentiality. But what happens at the moment is, because they entered with an idea in February, in April they submitted a two-page business summary, which has been sent off to the judges, to Mark, and UK Steel Enterprises, one of the judges. And we get the marks back next week. So those with the top marks are then asked to write the business plan, which is due in July. So there's kind of certain stages throughout the year,
yes.
And it goes right the way up to October. So
it's a really exciting time then. They'll be waiting nervously for those marks to come back. So how many do you think will, you know, is there a set number that will go through, or will it be those with above a certain mark that will go through to the next stage?
Well, we had 37 business summaries in April, which is a high amount, actually,
yes.
for the number of entries you had. So through to business planning stage, we tend to get around 20 to 25, I think, that get enough marks to kind of take it further. Those that don't take it any further, we do offer a lot of free support to start in the business anyway. The competition is just one of many things that the enterprise team at Sheffield Hallam does, so
yes,
there's still opportunities for them.
absolutely. So it's then a case of they get benefit of being part of this.
Yeah.
And those that do submit a business plan, then this is part of a series of stages running through to October. So what happens
after that? So the business plans are sent off to the same panel of judges who mark them. The top marks, again, which is normally around six or seven businesses, get asked to present to the panel of judges, and that takes place in September. The winners of the competition, the winners of the £5,000 and other cash prizes, are announced at the Enterprise Awards dinner in October at Sheffield Hallam, which has about 200 guests. It's one of the biggest dinners the university does. So the winners are announced there. But on the night of the dinner, we also do an audience vote. So although the judges' winner is announced and they're given the top prize, we also have a cash prize for the audience vote that night from the pitches that the audience hear as well.
So that's a really lovely part of this as well.
It's good interaction.
Yeah.
It's good fun. Especially last year, because the technology unfortunately didn't work. It worked before the dinner last year. At the dinner, when everyone was voting, it didn't. So we had to do kind of a raise of hands vote, but it was quite fun. A bit different, why not?
Indeed. But it's lovely that the audience are having that chance to get involved and choose.
Get some of the highest feedback that as well. People really, really enjoy that part of the evening. So.
Yes, sure thing. And then, so who else is involved on the judging side?
So, I've got my piece of paper here to make sure I don't forget. So, we've got HLW, Keeble Horsen are a sponsor, so they're a judge as well, Roger Dyson. Toby Hyam from Electric Works down the road.
Yeah.
Andrew Cropley, Erwin Mitchell, Keith Williams from UK Steel Enterprise. The Deputy Vice-Chancellor of the University, Liz Barnes, and Alan Summerfield and Gordon McRae share the judging from Gripple. And Gail Stevens, who works at the Sheffield Hallam Student Union as well. So, quite a panel.
It's a nice panel with real variety in terms of their expertise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully we've got Finance Yorkshire on board as a judge this year again as well.
Right, super.
Quite a range.
Good. And you talked about how the Enterprise Challenge is you know, one of the many things that Clifford Hallam University does in terms of supporting entrepreneurship. Yeah. And do you want to just tell us a little bit about other elements that you do?
So the competition is one thing. We rent a office here in the workstation, actually, called the Hatchery, where students and graduates can apply to have that space and the computers and Macs that we have in there, the meeting room, office equipment. They can run their business from there for up to 12 months. We have one-to-one specialist advisors come in on a weekly or monthly basis in a whole range of areas: marketing, business, law, accountancy, social enterprise, you know, any web development, all sorts of different things. And we do offer other funding opportunities. So we have a graduate grant that we can offer. We have a placement year scheme for students to run the business. We have a fund where students and graduates can put some money towards marketing materials or prototyping, that kind of thing. So we have quite a range of different things we offer, really.
And you are working with the University of Sheffield as well on certain things?
We do collaborate when we can. Yeah. A lot of what we do at Sheffield Hallam is extracurricular, whereas a lot of what the Enterprise Zone at University of Sheffield is in curricular, so there are differences there. But we're certainly not in competition with each other. We help each other out and share best practice when we can, so...
And it must be very rewarding to, I mean, you talked about a hatchery, for example, based here in the workstation, the building that Sheffield Live Studio is based in as well, and 40 or so businesses are based here. It must be really rewarding when you see a business in the hatchery and you see it, spread its wings, if you like.
Yeah, well, that's where the name The Hatchery came from. Yeah. The idea was that they were incubated, you know, the eggs, and then they hatch into chickens and off they fledge leading their business. It is very rewarding. The one plus two travel example that I gave earlier, Matt Parks, he was in the hatchery originally as a startup when this was all beginning. Within a year he's doing very, very well, so it's really fun to see where they can go.
Excellent. Well, we must wish everyone involved in the competition all the best, because the process is clearly extremely valuable, whatever the results for individual businesses and for the students. The process is clearly helpful too.
Yeah.
And the funding boost, you have £5,000 available.
Yeah, that's the top prize.
That's the top prize.
Yeah.
And that is supported this year by UK Steel Enterprise.
Yep. So we have a number of sponsors. UK Steel Enterprise is one of them, and they've got a three-year deal with us, which is hugely appreciated. But £5,000 is the top prize. We have a second prize and a third prize. And the audience vote that I mentioned earlier at the dinner when the winners are announced, the audience vote has a first and second prize as well. So there's quite a lot on offer. There's a best social enterprise prize. There's a best manufacturable product prize. So hopefully we're kind of hitting all the different areas of different kinds of businesses that will come through. Social enterprise is more popular these days, so we're trying to encourage that as well.
Excellent. Well, Hannah Lister, Enterprise Development Officer, Sheffield Hallam University, thank you very much for joining us today. It would be great to bring you back onto the show in the future and perhaps bring one or two of the businesses involved in the Enterprise Challenge. To talk about what they've done. That'd be fantastic. So all the best to them.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We're open for Business Live.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. My name is Jamie Veitch, and on the programme today we've had live studio interviews with Emily Hill, the programme's coordinator of the DotForge Impact programme. We've also been talking with Ricky Unger from Delivered, one of the businesses on that programme. And we've had Hannah Lister, the Enterprise Development Officer at Sheffield Hallam University, in the studio talking about the Sheffield Hallam Enterprise Challenge. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week from 9 till 10.
We're open for Business Live.